Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We're joined now by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, rough one yesterday. Thanks for joining us here on WEEI.
Yeah, guys.
Gerard Mayo clarified a bit today, saying you guys played soft yesterday. He originally called you guys a soft team yesterday. Do you think he's right?
I wouldn't say that, no. I just felt like yesterday we didn't, obviously, I can speak for offensively. Obviously, we want to run the football. We weren't able to establish a run like we want to, but I don't think we're a soft team at all. Just yesterday did not establish the identity that I feel like we can be running the ball. You got to give credit to the Jaguars, too. They did a good job, so we just got to be better.
How do you guys prevent or maybe even just stop finger pointing? I anytime there's a team in any sport where the losses start to pile up, it seems like guys kind of point to something else as to what the problem is. How do you kind of get in front of that and stop it?
Yeah, I think you got to all look yourself in the mirror, and I think we have a lot of guys that have a lot of high character. We're going to learn a lot from these experiences. We got young guys, we got a mold of, in between veteran guys and some vets that have been around. You got to look at yourself. I think it just starts with me, and I got to look at myself, how I can be better, what I can do to help this team win. And I think everybody in that locker room is going to do that. I don't think there's any, us versus them or this guy versus this guy. We're in this together. Obviously, we're not playing good enough at all. We've got to play a lot better, and it just starts with looking at yourself in the mirror and trying to handle what you can do better individually.
Daniel Aquale maybe was doing a little bit of the finger pointing Keith was talking about. He said players need to check their egos. Some players think they're better than they are. Do you agree with that viewpoint?
No, I don't agree with that. Like I said, man, I can only speak for myself. I don't like to say what other people are or what they are. It's about me and what I can do better, how I can lead better, how I can be an example better. So I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, I think we have a good locker room, man. I love going to work every day with these guys, and obviously it's frustrating right now, and it's not what we want at all, and we've got to find a way to string some good things together. We got to learn how to win a football game.
You know, in your mind, after the really good start, you guys had two good drives, touchdown and a field goal, you're up 10-0, and then the next four offensive possessions ended in a punt, and it was, multiple three and outs in there. In your mind, what happened after the really good start to the game?
Yeah, I mean, I just think we weren't good on early downs in some of those drives to get ourselves some manageable third downs or, second and shorts. Just playing ahead of the chains. That's any offense in this league. They want to play ahead of the chains. It just helps the flow of the game, helps all of us on offense. So we've got to be better on early downs so that we can obviously play, manageable third downs, manageable second downs, play ahead of the chains, put the pressure a little bit on the defense.
Talking Patriots tight end Hunter Henry here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe. Do you think Gerard Mayo is the right guy for the job?
Yes.
Why? Why do you feel that way?
I love how he is with us. He demands a lot out of us. Obviously, it's not coming out on the field, and we need to do a lot better, and I think that starts with us as players. But the care that he has for us as players, as people, as everything, I think he's a tremendous coach. Obviously, it's not showing up right now, and I think we got to take ownership of that as players. But he's a tremendous coach. He's been in our shoes. He's knows the game super well. He's able to translate that to us. We just got to be better as players and bring that to the field on game day.
What did you think of Drake May's performance in his second start?
I think Drake played great. He's super tough. He was very poised. It was fun to string some drives together with him. I feel like he's seeing the field really well. So he's doing a lot of good things, and he's just going to continue to get better.
It, you know, as a team captain, do you feel the need to say anything to a guy like Jalen Polk, who has obviously been struggling on the field? Production's not where he wants it to be. He was pretty outspoken last week with a media member talking about how he has the best hands in the league and he's limited and things like that. And obviously struggled yesterday, took to Instagram, you know, posted something. Is that something where you go and you talk to him, or do you just kind of leave him alone?
I'll probably handle that. We'll handle that, you know, ourselves. But he's a great player. He's going to be a great player. It took me a long time to get going in this league, too. You know, different guys have different ways of, you know, expressing things in a way. So he's going to be a great player, man. He's just got to keep going, keep working hard. And I'm excited to see the growth that he's going to continue to have.
He's Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, joins us most Patriots Mondays here on Jones and Keefe. Hunter, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Hunter Henry joining us here.